Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics. This is episode 82, featuring a chat with Catherine Carr, who is the Vice President for Marketing of a wonderful company producing a great app for presentations, Haiku Deck. We chatted over Skype this afternoon, well, actually morning for Catherine in Seattle, Washington, and now you can hear some snippets from our conversation. Enjoy. So those of you who don't know yet, Haiku Deck is a great application on the iPad for making great presentations. And you can imagine that the vice president for this company has tried using it several times. So we started talking about her Haiku Deck, about her preferences, and this is what she said about what she liked doing. So the other thing that I noticed in this Haiku Deck thing is that the favorite things is leading by sunshine, 100%. Yeah. So that's your most favorite thing, right? So you get a lot of sunshine in Seattle?
Well, this summer we've had a great summer. Mm-hmm. And the summers are usually just beautiful. But it is true that sometimes in the winter it's a little bit... Actually, I can handle the winter. It's more... around June sometimes. I think it should be summer, and it's just not yet. But we've had a beautiful, beautiful, sunshiny summer. So mm-hmm.
And is that usually the case, or is it like a special year, special summer this year?
Usually the summers are good. I've lived here for a long time, and the last couple have not delivered. They have not been as sunny as I would like. But this one has been a good one. So, yeah. So but when the sun is shining in Seattle, you forget about all the cloudy days. You can't imagine living anywhere else. I like using the charts and graphs in Haiku Deck because it's just fun and creative.
It's so great. Whose idea was that? Because the interface for that is just fantastic. When I first used it, I guess it's like a favorite feature for many users that we just draw the sliders and build the charts very easily.
My creative brain, it's just very, it's colorful and easy. So I was just playing around with, different, making up sort of statistics to represent the story of my life, which is fun.
And, it's great. Maybe I'm going to ask about also the kids in PJs, the second most favorite thing, right? But before that, it's so interesting in terms of this Haiku Deck approach to statistics, because the other approach with, PowerPoint and Keynote is that you build like a spreadsheet. You spend like hours doing something that you can't even project, whereas here it's very simple and it's really, I'm loving the idea that it's focusing on the essential parts, the essential bits of the information that we can present. It's a great approach.
Obviously, that's not a precise statistic. Sometimes I do, I do Haiku Decks for our board meetings, and I have to show, then I'm showing real numbers that are, our number of users or active users. So I do make
other
serious
types, yes.
I like the flexibility that it can be kind of creative or it can be a little bit more representative. But in either case, it's so much more fluid and fun than, you said.
Like Excel or other stats packages. And the other problem with that other approach is that because of the complexity involved, people working hours, they want to show in their presentations what they did. So they will present a slide with lots of numbers, lots of charts, which cannot be really followed. So it really focuses the attention on the essential things, like kids in PJs, like your kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think I've yet to see a kids in PJs that I don't think is cute, but particularly mine. Yeah, I just love that. Mm-hmm. They're these little striped pajamas, and they're all warm. It's just it's great.
Cuddly. Yeah. So you have two kids, right?
I do.
And you're a soccer mom.
Oh, yes. Yes. If you saw the pie chart of how I spend my day, that's a significant portion is getting them to soccer practice and finding and keeping all their gear.
also asked Catherine about some other issues related to the company itself.
Can I ask you something about how Haiku Deck, the company, is a company that makes haikus, like poetry?
That's what a lot of people wonder about, but I think it's I didn't choose the name, but I think it's a perfect name, because the idea behind it is that constraints really lead to creativity. And so if you're writing haiku, there are these rules and limitations that you need to follow, and within that format there's such a range of beautiful poetic expression. Right. And I'm not a master of writing haiku. I appreciate them, but they're fun. Anyone can try it, right? You sort of have these rules of how many syllables and the certain things that you include. Right. So that was really an inspiration for the way that Haiku Deck, the app, is built, where you have limitations, but within those rules and those constraints, you can express a lot of creativity and create some really beautiful and magical things.
Yeah, that really is the specialty of this app. You are the vice president for marketing, so your job involves spreading the word and making sure Haiku Deck stays number one.
I really view my role as education and inspiration. So the education part is helping explain to people what Haiku Deck is about and why they should use it. And it's grounded in a lot of best practices for presentation design.
Right.
And, you know, I've really become immersed in that and just helping people kind of understand this new way of thinking about this experience that many of us have had. Part of it is seeing what our community is creating and curating that and making it available to people. Showcasing things in our gallery.
Okay.
Also creating things myself that sort of demonstrate the possibilities within
maybe them. Things that we users don't really know.
So you create a lot of haiku decks, as you might have noticed.
Yeah, sure.
And I enjoy it. It's really fun, and I love kind of pushing the creative boundaries to make them all feel different and unique within the constraints of the format.
What kinds of things do you like that we create? I mean, the users of Haiku Deck. So what inspires you?
Well, you know, that's one of the most fun parts of my job, is to see all the different things that are created and to see all the possibilities of story. So the scale I like to think of is I've seen first graders use to showcase their artwork and collect facts about animals they're learning about. And I love that, you know, I actually Skyped with a second grader one time who is an user, and he was sharing his favorite tips. So I love that it's accessible to young children like that. And then on the other end of the scale, we realized that the chief technology officer of Australia was using Haiku Deck to really outline his vision for the whole technology infrastructure of the country.
Wow.
And recommending
for the country. Oh my gosh. Wow.
He was saying, you know, I think we can bring down our investment in Microsoft Office because there are these emerging tools that accomplish the same thing, you know, that are free and that are accessible. So he was really using it as an example of the future of technology. So, you know, that's a really wide range.
That's fantastic, yeah.
It is.
In terms of, you know, the application, like what for and the context, as well as for the audience, like who they might reach. And, you know, that all these very different kinds of people can find in Haiku Deck the expression. So I know that Haiku, the company, is planning lots of new products. Are there a few, or is there one that you can tell us about, something that's in the works?
Yeah, the thing we're working on right now is delivering a web version of Haiku Deck to make it available to more people. We started with the iPad on purpose because it really represents the way a lot of people are working now, where it's more mobile. you know, spontaneous. But we also want to make sure that anyone who wants to try it can. Yeah. So that's a very big project to replicate that great experience on the web, but that's our immediate focus. And, you know, really, we feel like we're not planning a whole bunch of new products right now. We really feel like there's a lot of opportunity just within improving the app that we've created and making it available to more people.
I was saying products because I knew about this one, of course, because I'm a haiku guru. Just I didn't know whether I should ask directly about
That's
this web thing. So the web thing is going to be for both PC and Mac, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
for most modern browsers like Chrome and Safari, IE.
Right.
Okay.
Firefox, yeah.
Like, do you have like a time, like maybe in the fall?
Yeah, we're planning to launch in September right now. And so, you know, whenever you're planning a schedule, I mean, it's most important to us that we get the experience right.
You've been listening to Take Off the Podcast, stories by students and classics, featuring Catherine Carr, the Vice President of Haiku Deck. And if you're interested in other haikus and other haiku users, go to haikudeck.com and check out all the wonderful creations of these people. And until next time, take care.